This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is today?
It's Valentine's Day. Look at our studio. It's beautiful.
I know. Love is in the air in our studio. And I have to tell you, at 3 o'clock this morning, love was in the air in Crest.
Yeah, Tammy, go on.
I could hear this in my house with my windows closed, but I went out on my porch this morning and listened to the frogs loving the fact that it rained all night. Isn't that crazy?
Did you amplify this at all?
I did not amplify it. This is exactly how loud it was when I stood outside.
Oh, my gosh. Man, you and I lead different lives. I live near the train tracks. I don't hear this. Wow, that's great. That's really beautiful, actually.
I know. But, I mean, I could hear it
this
inside
loud?
The house. Yes.
So your windows weren't open.
No. Well, no, that's stepping outside. But I could hear that
yeah,
one
but
frog.
No, but you heard it in the house without your windows being open.
Yes.
Then you went outside, and that's what you
yes.
captured.
I heard you hear the one frog every 3 seconds. That one. Oh, my God. What is that noise? So I had to go out and I'm like, wow.
All right.
They were all having a good time this morning.
Well, like, it's not just love that's in
frogs.
The air. It's nature that's in the air on our Valentine's show. Love
yes.
that.
Uh-huh.
Very soon, we'll be welcoming the winners of our Breakfast in Bed with John and Tammy Valentine's Day Explosion. They'll be coming to the studio any second. Jessica's done a fabulous job decorating the studio. Jessica, over and beyond, where do you find the rose petals to spread out on the bed? I mean, I know you don't grow them yourself.
Let me tell you, $20 at Walmart will get you a lot.
Oh, those, okay. Those are obviously fake, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they're fake.
Yeah. They're like paper. They're not bad. They look really nice.
I didn't know you could buy fake rose petals.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, if you go to any grocery store, I went to Vaughn's in Santee yesterday. It's an explosion of flowers and all different kinds. If you are thinking, oh, crap, I forgot to get something, go there. You'll find something.
Or if you need another spark in your life, just listen to our Valentine's show all morning this morning. If you're not in love or getting it on before the end of this show, you're not listening properly. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
Hang on. Someone wants to chime in.
Right there. It's nature, baby. Let's go. Billboard was kind enough to release the top 50 country love songs of all time. And I'm stoked about this because it's going to set Tammy off.
Listen, most of the songs in this list, a good portion of them, are classic country artists because the list is of all time. But Taylor Swift makes it in there, Kenny Chesney, Tim and Faith, Dan and Shay. But here are the top three. First up, John Michael Montgomery.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a beautiful song.
It is. John Michael Montgomery was brilliant at love songs. Coming in at number two in the top 50 best country love songs of all time, Johnny Cash.
We should actually credit his late great wife, June Carter Cash, who wrote that song.
That one surprised me as a love song. Like, what? I fell into a burning ring of fire. That doesn't go, ooh, love.
Well, you got to read the lyrics.
You got to read the lyrics.
Yeah, yes. I mean, I understand that. I just, when I'm hearing great country love songs, that's not one that I'm even putting on my list. That's a great song. It's one of the best country songs of all time. But I wouldn't have said love song.
Because when you hear it, you don't think mushiness. But if you really listen to the words, you know, he's
it's intensely
in love. Intensely
it's
in love.
It's a little too intense. Yeah. It might be like, hey, right. Back off, love song.
Now, I mentioned that Tammy's about to go off on what Billboard has ranked the number one country love song of all time. As long as I've known Tammy, there's one thing you never do is call this song a love song, let alone the number one country love song of all time, Tammy.
Sorry. Dolly Parton herself says.
I like your very calm tone, by the way, as if you're just suppressing an explosion. Go on.
The song I Will Always Love You is not a romantic love song. It is a goodbye, a farewell to her mentor and business partner, Porter Wagoner. She wrote this song for him because they were a team and she needed to leave and do a solo career.
Would it be correct in saying that it would be more appropriate to play I Will Always Love You at a funeral than at a wedding or at an anniversary party or at a Valentine's show?
I guess.
Because you're saying goodbye,
yes,
right?
You are saying goodbye. Absolutely. It would be like, John, we've been working together 25 years. I say, I'm sorry, John. I can't do this anymore. I need to leave for whatever reason. And I write you a song about it.
Oh,
it's not a love song. It's we have
like
this
hear that song,
beautiful
though.
Relationship. Thank you for all the years we had together.
Go on.
But it's not a romantic love song. Sorry, Dolly herself says it. Thank you.
This enrages you. And if anybody listens to the lyrics, much like Ring of Fire, you can pick up on that. But yes. No, I think Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner are really more to blame for the misconception than anything else,
yes.
Right? From The Bodyguard?
Yeah, when she did that song in The Bodyguard, of course, because it was a love story between them.
But wait, if you know the movie, they don't get together. They're done. They don't. She's saying goodbye to him.
Yeah.
Pay attention, world. 833-287-1037. We've got Hardy tickets for you for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and maybe even $100. Wouldn't that be a great Valentine's Day? 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON. Tammy is notorious for never, ever being able to pull off a surprise. She can't keep it suppressed. She has to ruin it before the surprise happens.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, you're Tammy. Am I wrong?
No, and I don't mean to.
So it was shocking when Tammy was actually able to pull off a Valentine's surprise for her husband, Kurt.
I'm notorious for either giving gifts early because I can't hang on to them or spoiling it because something happens where I give it away. I can keep a secret for the rest of my life, but gifts I have a problem with. For instance, Kurt, when I bought you stock in the Green Bay Packers, I didn't think about it when it was delivered that it would have to be signed for because it's a legal document.
Yeah.
The mailman comes and makes you sign for something. You're like, what the heck is this? So you open it up and got it a month early. Yeah. Or when I blew the secret surprise trip because I said, oh, I need to go get a pedicure before we go to Mexico. And he looked at me and he said, oh, so we're going to Mexico. So I do that all the time. I was able to keep a surprise for you for Valentine's Day. But I was able to keep a Valentine's surprise, probably because it was a little early, but I got to take you to an early screening of the Led Zeppelin documentary, Becoming Led Zeppelin, and you were surprised.
Yes, I was. That was a surprise. I didn't even know the thing was out. I had not heard about it.
Right, which is why I got the early screening, because I knew once you heard about it, you might figure it out. You loved it.
Yeah.
But I do have to apologize to you.
Uh-oh.
Because when we parked, I accused you of texting another woman the entire time we were on our way there.
Yeah, my buddy Jim, old band member.
Yeah, and I said, should I be bothered by the fact you've been texting another woman on the way to our Valentine's date? And what did you say to me?
Well, her name is Jim, so.
Yeah. You had just told me about getting a picture from an old friend of yours who is a female, and so I thought you were talking to her, which I wasn't irritated with.
I don't hear from him very often, and that day, He sends me a picture of an old ticket stub from a concert we had all gone to.
So I kept the surprise. Yay! And I'm glad that you loved it. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you, darling.
And Kurt and Jim lived happily ever after. So the Zeppelin movie, great?
It's fantastic.
All right, I gotta go.
If you are a Led Zeppelin fan at all,
yes,
you will 100% love it. If you are just a fan of musicians and how they get their talent, you will 100% love it. I was shocked at how in awe I was of this movie. Okay. It was so good.
Do you love your husband or the movie more?
Oh my
Come
God.
Come on, think
stop.
About it now. On Valentine's Day.
Yes. The movie. No, I'm just kidding.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Head out to Escondido. Say good morning to Carla. What's going on, Carla? Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, John. Happy Valentine's Day.
Would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, go grab coffee.
All right. Good luck.
Carla, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. I want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Megan Maroney will be honored as the 2025 Billboard Women in Music Rule Breaker. What song put Megan on the map about a certain sports team color?
Orange.
You Complete Me is a classic line from what 1996 romantic comedy starring Tom Cruise and Renee Zellweger?
I don't know.
Okay. Dierks Bentley's new song, She Loves Me, drops today. True or false? Dierks' legal first name is Douglas.
True.
Which famous playwright coined the term star-crossed lovers in his play Romeo and Juliet?
Shakespeare.
And finally, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't, is the jingle for what two candy bars?
Almond joys have nuts, mounds don't.
Look at you filling it out. Let's get Tam back in. And if you have to choose, right, you go Almond Joy, not Mounds, or the other way around?
I'll enjoy it.
Okay. So what do you got planned today? You got a big love fest happening today, Carlo, or are you just like, on Valentine's Day?
I'm going to dinner, but we have a hockey tournament first.
Oh, nothing says love than a hockey tournament. Nothing says love than taking your kid to the rink. Good for you, Carla. 3 out of 5 for Carla today, Tim.
Okay, nice job, Carla.
Timmy, Megan Maroney will be honored as the 2025 Billboard Women in Music Rule Breaker. What song put Megan on the map about a certain sports team color?
Tennessee Orange.
That's right. Carla knew that. 1-1. You Complete Me is a classic line from what 1996 romantic comedy starring Tom Cruise and Renee Zellweger?
Jerry Maguire.
That might be the most perfect love movie of all time as far as the fact that it appeals to both men and women. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a sports movie. It's got a little bit of you-know-what in it. It's also got an intense love story. It really kind of checks off.
And a cute kid.
And a cute kid. Kind of checks all the boxes, right? It's 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, Dierks Bentley's new song, She Loves Me, drops today. True or false? Dierks' legal first name is Douglas.
I believe that's false.
That is false. His first name is actually Frederick Dierks Bentley. It's 3-1. Timmy, which famous playwright coined the term star-crossed lovers in his play Romeo and Juliet?
William Shakespeare.
Yeah, of course. Carla knew that. 4-2. And finally, Timmy, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't, is the jingle for what two candy bars?
Almond Joy and Mounds.
That is right. And I know you.
Almond Joy is better.
I know that.
Although I wish Almond Joy was the dark chocolate like Mounds is.
Yeah, when's life going to cut you a break? Really? I'm sorry about that. Carla, today Tammy beats you, and you're not going to get any of her money. But we still have a great prize for you.
Carla, you are now going to see Hardy at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on May 22nd.
Awesome.
Carla, have a wonderful day. Before you leave, unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Carla in Escondido, and I flunked out.
The world premiere of Dierks Bentley's new song with a little help, a little nod to 90s band Puddle of Mud.
Mm-hmm.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. Love is in the air. My beautiful babies. This is how I'm going to be.
Beautiful babies?
Look at me. I'm wearing the velour tracksuit.
Oh my God.
We've got our beautiful couple, Melissa and Travis, with us who
Hello.
Are in
Hi
bed there. As we speak. I just watched them sneak a kiss, you two kids. Aww. I love it. No, you can say something now. Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going great. How is the bed? How comfy is the bed?
It is so comfortable.
A lot better than ours.
Yes. And
not anymore.
Okay. How glad are you to get off the mattress
what?
That you've been sleeping on that used to belong to Melissa's parents?
They're listening now, so we say thank you for that, but we're going to gladly take this upgrade.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and yeah. I wish I wasn't reminded of that.
Yeah. Oh, so we should stop you. Saying that, or?
We're going to stop saying that you guys sleep every night.
I'm going to mention it in my song.
Okay, well, oh, yeah, oh. It's got to come out in the song, hey, Davey.
Can we introduce you first before you just jump in there, please?
I was hoping you would.
Our strolling musician, Davey Rocket, friend of the show, longtime friend of the show, is here to provide the love soundtrack. So, and a brand new song written for just the two of you.
That's
so
right.
you can slow dance to it. Your parents can right now also slow dance to it when they're listening in Yuma. This is going to be a beautiful morning. We got breakfast coming from Broken Yolk. Unfortunately, our mimosa guy got sick. No one wants that here. So, but we brought the hooch. Don't worry.
You have a mimosa guy?
We did, but he got ill over the week, overnight. That's
wow.
what I woke
you can't
up to
call
this
your
morning.
Orange juice guy and your champagne guy.
Are you tuned in? Can you be a strolling musician as we do our little thing here and get
honored.
To know our couple?
Okay, I'd be
okay.
honored.
Right. Melissa and Travis, where are you guys from?
We're from La Mesa.
And how did this love story start?
On the internet.
Okay.
Okay. Was it a dating app or?
No, we had mutual friends on Facebook.
Okay.
So then we met in real
life. Whoop! You got to talk right into it.
Oh,
you had mutual friends on Facebook.
Yes. And then we started talking on there, and then we met in real life, and the rest is history.
All right, Travis, when you first met Melissa, what is it about her that made you think, I like this chick?
Her infectious laugh.
Wow, you didn't even hesitate, bro.
It's an easy answer.
Aww.
That was the first thing I noticed, and I've loved it ever since.
Oh, aww. You are so getting action tonight. Good for you, man.
Good tonight, not right here, not right now. Maybe later.
So, to paint the picture for you, and we'll have it on our socials as well, Melissa and Travis are laying in a beautiful king-size bed that they get to take home today. They are going to be served breakfast in bed. Dave is going to be playing a brand-new original song, as we mentioned, just for you, somewhat strolling. Dave's a little bit limped up since. Okay, a hobbling musician. And we love this show so much, and we love. We've always said that on this show, and we hope that we can help your love grow today, Melissa and Travis, and maybe, I don't know, something magical happens. I'm just throwing it out there.
They are
you
in
never
public.
Know.
Yeah. I don't mean that. I mean, you know.
Well, I know you, so I thought that was the direction
right.
you
yes,
were going.
Yes. That's so weird.
I love that you guys are both wearing these beautiful buffalo checked onesie pajamas. So you're nice and cozy. And it's just going to be fun to just watch this whole thing unfold.
She made me match her.
Get used to that. When she says, no, you will wear this, you wear this, okay?
That's right.
And I'm sorry, how long have you guys been together?
We've been together a year now.
Oh, so it's still very fresh.
Yes.
Yeah,
you guys can't wait to get out of here then. I'd love that. Okay. Well, we're going to make this morning worth your while, I hope. Thank you guys so much for being listeners and for being here. Happy Valentine's Day
Thanks
to both of you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We love love on this show, and
yes,
we love the Valentine's show especially.
Yeah.
We love Travis and Melissa, who are in their bed right now in our studio. It's funny because, you know, we do a radio show here. We've got other workers that don't know what we do within these walls. They walk by and they see a king-size bed and rose petals.
And they're like, what is
strangers
going on?
And matching PJs. And they're like, yeah, morning radio. That's just the way it is.
John and Tammy do it.
Yeah, right?
Travis and Melissa told us their story about sleeping in the same bed that Melissa's parents have slept in, that they conceived you in, Melissa.
Oh,
sorry,
my God. John.
I mean, let's just go ahead and say what it is. A 30-year-old mattress is a 30-year-old mattress. You got a brand new bed. How are you guys liking it so far?
John always says things like, someone had to say it, but someone didn't have to say it.
No, agreed.
Oh, look,
agreed.
It's Davey Rocket, our Australian musician.
Hello.
Again, jumping in without an introduction.
Hello.
I said that because we wanted to build the story about how you wrote the song that you're about to perform for our young lovers.
Okay.
Travis, I think you are the most excited about this new bed.
Definitely am.
Yes.
Keep going.
Oh, I thought. So
we're prepping here as musicians. Just
so, Davey Rocket has written a song in honor of you two. He heard your story and he agreed to come in. And I guess now John is actually going to perform with Davey as well.
Perform is a very strong
special
word.
Treat.
I'm gonna
a special treat, Melissa. There you go. It's Davey Rocket featuring a special treat. Name John.
Dave, you want to talk this up at all, or does the song speak for itself,
I think it
pal?
Speaks for itself. This is a little song I wrote in the early 60s?
I don't know. It's called Breakfast in Bed.
In the early 60s.
Sure, why not?
Sure, okay. This is for you, Melissa and Travis. In bed right now.
New love, new life, new joy, new laughter, new house, brand new room, a brand new chapter, new sheet, new pillowcase, a new place to make a home. Then oh no, I learned something I really wish I didn't know. Old mattress, old mattress passed down from your parents to me. Old mattress, old mattress. I know that you've seen some things that you probably wish you could unsee. The creaks, the sagging, the deep indentations. I'm trying not to think of the obvious implications. The memories in the foam on the springs where my in-laws have laid. Now I lie wide awake in the place where Melissa was made. Old mattress, old mattress, old mattress, passed down from your parents to me. Old mattress, old mattress. I know that we've been through some things, but thank God we're finally free. New mattress, we can finally get rid of our old mattress. Old mattress. I know that our new mattress is something will someday pass down to our kids.
Yeah. Thank you, Davey.
You're so welcome.
That was amazing.
Dude, you knocked it out of the park, bro.
Oh, thank you.
And Davey Rocket doesn't just do stupid songs with us. That was not a stupid song, by the way, but being on our stupid show is what I meant. But he's also a professional musician who's playing tonight at Hennessy's in Carlsbad Village for Valentine's Lovers. Your show starts at 9 tonight?
Starts at 8.
8, I meant? Okay, perfect. You know, thank you. You're blocks from my home. I think we're going to be hanging out on Valentine's night together.
Nice.
All right, kid.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Beautiful. Valentine's Day.
Anybody can do a Valentine's show. We do a love show on John and Tammy. San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. Travis and Melissa, you guys can vouch for that, can you not?
Yes, we can.
Definitely.
Is love in the air, or is it the smell of your steak and eggs from Broken Yolk? I think.
And the Bellinis.
It's
all about the brand new bed happen. From Mattress Place in Solana Beach. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Better than the 30-year-old mattress your parents used to get it on in, huh?
Yeah, that's for sure.
For sure.
Davey Rocket, how are you doing over there?
I'm doing great, man. I somehow got myself a Bellini too.
Well, because you are working for your Bellini today and your breakfast and broken yolk. And
I mean, money would be good too.
Oh, there's that. Oh yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Keep eating there.
If you miss Davey, excuse me. Sorry. If you missed Davey's song that he wrote just for Travis and Melissa, we'll have it again at 8:35.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Heading out to Gina, who's in Vista. Good morning, Gina. Happy Valentine's Day.
Good morning.
Gina, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Bye, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Gina, I got 5 pop culture questions. You get more right than Tam. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay? In the 1955 animated feature Lady and the Tramp, two dogs share a smooch over a meal of what?
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Let's play the high-low game. On average, over 100,000 marriage proposals occur every Valentine's Day. Is that too high or too low?
Low.
One of the most anticipated Super Bowl commercials featured Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal reuniting at Cat's Deli, where the famous I'll Have What She's Having scene occurs. What movie is this from?
Oh, When Harry Met Sally.
Ashton Kutcher was married to his first wife, Demi Moore, for 18 years. He met his second wife, Mila Kunis, on the set of what TV show?
Oh, That 70s Show.
And finally, Endless Love was voted the best love song of all time by Billboard. It was sung by Diana Ross and whom?
Oh, I have
no clue. Okay, let's get Tim back in.
Thank you.
So, Joe, you're very welcome. Gina, you got big plans tonight, or are you like, eh, on Valentine's Day?
I have to work.
Gina, you are a meme I just saw yesterday that said, what are you doing on Valentine's Day? And it's the little girl, and she's going to work because it's a Friday.
Yeah, well, I'm a nurse. I actually chose this shift. We had a Valentine's Day party for my girls yesterday.
Oh, nice. Good for you. That's sweet.
Tam, Gina did 4 out of 5.
Nice job.
Timmy, in the 1995 animated feature Lady and the Tramp, two dogs share a smooch over a meal of what?
Spaghetti.
And?
Meatballs?
You can't leave the meatballs out, Tammy.
Okay, well, the smooch is with the noodle.
You can't leave the meatballs out. It's 1-1. Gina knew that. Let's play the high-low game. On average, over 100,000 marriage proposals occur on every Valentine's Day. Too high or too low?
Worldwide? I'm going to say too low.
It is too low. On average, today, there will be 220,000 marriage proposals. Doesn't that seem kind of cliche? I don't know.
Very much.
Okay. It's 2-2. Tim, one of the most anticipated Super Bowl commercials featured Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal reuniting at Cat's Deli, where the famous "I'll have what she's having" scene occurs from what movie?
When Harry Met Sally.
That is correct. 3-3. Ashton Kutcher was married to his wife, Demi Moore, for 8 years. I did not realize they were married for 8 years. That's a millennium in Hollywood. He met his second wife, Mila Kunis, on the set of what show?
That 70s Show.
That is right. Gina knew that. All tied up at 4. And finally, Endless Love was voted the best love song of all time by Billboard. It was sung by Diana Ross and whom?
Lionel Richie.
My love.
Oh, that sounds just like it, Tammy. Good job. Beautiful song. Gina, today Tammy beats you by a score of 5-4. Unfortunately, you're not going to get any of her. We have a great prize for you.
You'll be going to see Hardy and Cole Wetzel and more at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on May 22nd.
Oh my gosh, this is so awesome.
Gina, enjoy that. I'm sorry you have to work on Valentine's Day. I hope somebody wishes you a happy Valentine's Day besides me.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. That sounded really weird.
You did. Like, oh, you poor lonely.
That's
boy.
Not what I meant. Come on.
That's what it sounded like.
Gina, you know I didn't mean that. You poor lonely woman.
She's some boy.
I am married.
I got a husband. Gina, before you leave, I need to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Gina Anissa, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Love has been in the air all morning, not only because it is our Valentine's show, but because we just love having guests here. And
yes,
guys,
we do.
Our special Valentine's Day in studio with you guys.
Nice. Aww. We're talking to Melissa and Travis, who won our Breakfast in Bed with John and Tammy Valentine's promotion. I want to thank a mattress place in Solana Beach for providing this beautiful bed, guys, huh? Mm.
It's so comfortable.
Thank you, Mattress Place.
Yes. And, of course, Broken Yoke Cafe brought us all our wonderful breakfast and our lovely musician, local musician, talented musician, Davey Rocket, joins us this morning as well. Guys, how's it been so far?
Oh, my God, amazing.
I think I heard Song of the Year earlier.
Oh!
Let's replay that moment of magic as Davey presented Breakfast in Bed. Creative title. This is for you, Melissa and Travis. In bed right now.
New love, aww, new life, new joy, new laughter, new house, brand new room, a brand new chapter, new sheet, new pillowcase, a new place to make a home. Then I know I learned something I really wish I didn't know. Old mattress, passed down from your parents to me. Old mattress, I know that you've seen some things. Some things that you probably wish you could unsee. The creaks, the sagging, the deep indentations. I'm trying not to think of the obvious implications. The memories in the foam on the springs where my in-laws have laid. Now I lie wide awake in the place where Melissa was made. Old mattress, passed down from your parents to me. Old mattress, I know that we've been through some things, but thank God we're finally free. New mattress, we can finally get rid of our old mattress. Old mattress, I know that our new mattresses, something will someday pass down to our kids.
Yeah! Yeah, baby! You're so welcome.
That was amazing.
Travis and Melissa, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there.
Travis, one more chance before we wrap things up. You want to make this legal right now?
Oh,
we
can, God,
we
can do John, it right. Don't do that to somebody.
I'm just saying. It'd be great ratings.
I know, but
I mean,
now,
it'd be great love.
Oh, but you do something like
do
that.
I'm playing. Guys, have a wonderful Valentine's Day. You're blushing.
Thank you guys so much.
Davey, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Tammy, thank you.
Okay.
Oh my Valentine
God.
Of 25 years.
Oh.
Sorry.
What?
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. You know, a bird told me it's Valentine's Day today, and it's weird because I'm like, oh, I didn't know birds could talk. But I would say that Nate Smith, who we just heard,
mm-hmm.
who's playing our KSON Country Fest in March, along with
yeah.
Justin Moore and Warren Zeiders.
Yes.
I mean, that'd be a great Valentine's present if you're thinking, oh, my God, I didn't realize that the person I love I should celebrate today. Hey. KSON.com. Boom.
Right? I'm just saying, honey, I got you Warren Zeiders. Right there will get her attention.
You
I
are...
got you Nate Smith. Right there will get her attention. I got you Justin Moore. And she's like, you got me all three?
I think
that's
someone's
fabulous.
A little too excited
yeah.
about this.
It's a great show. I'm excited for it.
Get your tickets at KSON.com. Guys, we have to say goodbye. Travis
Aww.
And Melissa.
Such a blast.
Whoops, hang on just a second. We couldn't hear you. Go
okay.
ahead.
Say it again.
Such a blast.
Oh.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, thank
We're
you.
We're sad to leave.
Yeah, well,
no.
You don't have to leave. We're going to go home, but you guys can
yeah.
do what you want to do.
Just hang out
we'll
here.
Stay
here.
It's your bed. Davey Rocket, who's literally laying in bed with you right
mm-hmm.
now, playing guitar. He's part of the package, by the way. You're bringing Davey home with you. Feed him twice a day.
In love with you.
Go ahead.
And so forth, you guys. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Davey.
You know, that could be a running scare. Davey's just like, they're in the bathtub or something. All of a sudden, Davey's over there in the corner.
I love that.
Next Valentine's Day, you guys are like, it's been a year.
Yeah.
Still only...
So Davey Rocket does this for a living, my friends.
Oh,
he's not
gosh.
Just here for his health. He'll be
oh.
performing tonight at Hennessy's in Carlsbad Village, starting at 8 o'clock. Are you a full band? You got a road crew?
Full band.
All right. Beautiful. Do you take requests?
I do take requests.
Okay. Is it a love show for Valentine's Day?
Every show of mine is a love show.
I think Davey's had a little bit too much to drink this morning.
One more segment, Davey, with you. It's that you all of a sudden you're in Melissa, you're having a baby. Davey's right there. Oh, we're having a baby.
Davey, give us a quick you're in labor
it's
song.
It's a boy. Go. It's a boy.
There you go.
It's a boy. It's a beautiful baby boy. It's a boy. Yeah.
Travis is like, I need you guys to stop talking about this right now. Guys, it's really a pleasure getting to know you. Happy Valentine's Day.
You
Thank
too.
You to Mattress Place in Solana Beach. Thank you to Broken Yoke and to Davey Rocket for performing the music. He's at Hennessy's tonight, 8 o'clock show. That is right in the heart of Carlsbad Village.
Anything, Travis, Melissa, you want to say or share? I know you got a lot of family listening.
We love all of our fans.
All of our fans.
Not only fans.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment.
Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.